Welcome back to the show. My name's Evan Herman. I am your host of the Whole Person Podcast. And today I have with me a friend of mine who's not only an accountability partner, but has helped grow me spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally as an individual. And he doesn't do this just for me. He does this for many other men and women. And so today I get to talk to my good friend, Ernie Trujillo, who is the owner of FitMog and FitWog, which is Fit Men of God and Fit Woman of God. And so welcome to the show, Ernie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Evan. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me tonight, bro.
Good. Now, when I said your last name, did I butcher it or did I say it correct this time?
No, I wasn't quite there. It's Trujillo is how I would
Trujillo. Have
most people.
Trujillo.
There you go. You got it.
So with the H, not just the E.
True. Yeah, there you go.
That's funny. Well, you know, I don't speak Spanish, so I apologize. Oh, and yes, he is a friend. So that's a sad thing, is I couldn't pronounce his last name.
There's some people I've known many years that still struggle to say it. So I understand.
I can't roll my R's, so don't ever ask me to. Well, let's get down to business here. You started FitMog.
Yes.
Because you wanted to help grow and challenge men spiritually and physically. And having gone through your boot camp, I've got to experience that firsthand. Not everyone gets to have you or someone like you in their life. And so my question to you to start off with is, if I'm someone who says, you know what, I need to develop more spiritually and physically, because I think some of those things can actually go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
What would be the first step as an individual I could take to start doing that?
First thing is to realize that you need it. You realize that you need to do something and make a change, right? Because if you're missing one aspect of that in your life, you got to say, you know what? There's a time and a place where it's time. I've hit the bottom, or I'm ready to get something different in my life, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is you're trying to do. It's time to make something different and move the needle.
Yeah. What does a healthy person look like?
A healthy person looks like somebody that knows that they're moving the needle in every aspect of their life, that they know that they're trying to become the best version of themselves. Right. There's not a specific spot where you're going to become quote unquote healthy. Right. The person that's able to go out, get up and do the things that they want to do. The person that can look themselves in the mirror with pride. The person that knows that they are serving others, loving others, and leading others the way that they should without holding themselves back because of physical ailments, because of things inside of them that don't allow them to be the best version of themselves. To me, that's what a person that is healthy does. Healthy physically, healthy spiritually, healthy emotionally, so that they can go out and love, serve, and lead.
Yeah. You know, with everything that you just described, I don't feel that way. And I feel that way at different times in my life. But I feel like a lot of those areas, I live on a roller coaster. And I'm striving for wholeness, and I'm striving for peace in my life in those areas. And as you know, it's not just a destination, it's about the journey as well. And I think in my own heart and mind, I've been so conditioned by society to be like, this is what a healthy person looks like. It's that Instagram photo of them, yep, you know, deadlifting X amount of weights and, you know, the fit spouse and the amazing family and the flush bank account and that Lamborghini and whatever, you know, what society says is a healthy person. And the more I've been on this journey, you know, I've started wanting to go, I don't want to be a healthy person. I want to be a whole person.
Yes.
And so this wasn't meant to be a trick question, and hopefully it doesn't come off that way at all. We heard what's healthy, but how do we go from healthy and what society says to move towards whole?
From healthy to whole. right? From the healthy of what society is, we also have to realize that there's a great deceiver out there that's going to lie to us, right? And social media and all the things out there, they're geared towards getting you to purchase and buy something, right? So when they want clicks, they want views, they want sales, and that's what it's about. So moving past that, you got to realize that, you know what, what a real healthy person looks like is nothing compared to what a real healthy person feels like. And that's the biggest thing, is what do you feel like, right? Can you do the things that you love to do? Are you able to get up and go out and have that conversation with somebody and know that you're going to provide something for them? Are you serving other people? Do you have a purpose in your life more than just getting by? Do you have a purpose in your life more than what Instagram can tell you to get six-pack abs or lift a certain amount of weight? What's the purpose behind it? And when you have purpose in your life, you are absolutely going to work towards becoming that stronger, most healthy, quote unquote, fit person that you can be.
Yeah. Statistically speaking, did you know you're more likely to be a millionaire than you are to have a six pack? There are more millionaires than people that have six packs.
I did not know that.
In America. Yeah.
That's a good statistic to know.
It is.
It's great to share.
Right. I saw that on a video not too long ago. Hopefully their quote was correct.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them out there. You know, there really isn't. You know, although you look on social media, they're everywhere, but it's not true. They don't exist. They're hard to get. It's really hard to get yourself below 10% body fat and walk around with a six pack and maintain it for a long time. So it's tough.
Yeah. So we've talked about what healthy is, what whole is, and then you talked a little bit about purpose. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about intentionality. But when we look at life and we're looking at our purpose, how do we use purpose to help shift and change our habits?
Well, because when your emotions are going to take us away from our purpose. We all have emotions. We all have the emotion of being lazy. We all have the emotion of wanting to lash out. We all have the emotion of, I want to eat that right now. I want to watch this right now. I want to look at this right now. Those emotions are going to come in. And emotions are things that often distract us. And they've been put there. And when you can control those emotions, then it's going to allow you to be able to focus more on, hey, this is my purpose. My purpose is to become the best husband I can be. The purpose is to become healthy so that I can live a long, healthy life and leave a legacy, so that I can work harder now in the daytime, so I don't have to take my work home at night. I can keep going down the list of what, when you have purpose behind it. And a lot of times when I'm working with clients, they don't realize their purpose until they're lying in a bed, or until they're having to take pills, or until the doctor tells them, if you don't do something, you're going to die in 2 years. Then they got real purpose, you know. But if we could figure out our purpose before that, you know, especially when it comes to health and fitness, then, you know, it's going to allow us to become something amazing and something so great and so grand. You see those people all the time. You see those guys on the side of the road or climbing mountains and doing these amazing things at 60, 70 years old. And it's like, yeah, those guys are really, really living out who they are. It's amazing to see. That gives me purpose.
Do you know who Jimmy Shaw is?
Yes, I do.
Dude, that guy.
He's getting after it. It's awesome to keep watching him and see the things that he's going out and doing and traveling and the mountains he's climbing, the things that he's got going on. Yeah. He's an inspiration.
For those that have no idea who we're talking about, there's a guy here where we live who does missions, but you talk about a guy who was pretty unhealthy. I mean, I don't think he would shy about how much he weighed or how unhealthy he was. But then one day he decided that he wanted to get healthy, do a marathon, and then decided to want to do a marathon in every single state. And then he had a friend that climbed Everest. Well, actually, it's one of our mutual acquaintances. And then he's like, you know what? I want to climb mountains. And so now he's climbing mountains, and it's like just metamorphosed his life. So when people are struggling with purpose and they don't know what that is yet, how can they find inspiration, whether from someone else or from within, to start making changes, even if they don't know their purpose?
So the thing is, as I said, you got to find those people that you look up to, right? What do you want to be? Right? What are you striving to be? And then start being around them, start hanging around them, start reading their books, start listening to their podcasts, start jumping, into their content. And what are they doing in order to move the needle towards becoming who they're supposed to be? People that live the most free are the people that live in their purpose, because they don't get up and go to work. They get up and do what they love to do. And along with that, they make a paycheck doing that. So that's ultimately what it is what do you love? What are you passionate about? And whenever you get that, strive, do all you can to become the best version of that person as you can. You won't ever be perfect at it, but it's just not about being perfect. It's about getting better.
Yeah. Can I flex for you for a second?
Please show me.
Okay. You ready?
Sure.
Ah.
Oh, look at that. I see that hydration. I like it. I like it. Problem is, it's almost 9 o'clock at night and it's almost full. So that's my concern.
Well, it's because I already drank through it and I filled it for this podcast.
There you go. But I love it.
I was thirsty and I wanted to take a drink. However, I think a beginning place for people, and that's something that you taught me, is this right here, water. One of the things that I learned from you through FitMog is that water will really help you feel full so you won't overeat. And I've replaced soda with water and other beverages pretty much since we started talking. I've weeded it out a lot more recently. But over the last few weeks, I've taken an increased decision to add more water in my life. And awesome. No joke, in about a week and a half, I've lost 8 pounds because I've added more water, I've eaten less, and I, haven't had as much soda, a couple of sodas a week. It went from being a lot to a little to now not as much because of the acidity and the inflammation it causes in my body. It just sucks because I can feel it. I can feel it in my gut. And so I did that flex for a reason. Is one, because, I want to tell you how proud I am of myself and I want to hear you say how proud you are of me. No.
Absolutely.
But why did you tell me that water was one of the most important things I could do to change my life when we...
Well, it's a small discipline and it's something that everybody has access to. And so there's a number of reasons. Obviously, there's the health benefits behind it, which your body's made up of a lot of water. It helps your digestive system. When you're dehydrated, your brain function, it cuts in half. You're not able to have as much energy. So we can go on and on and on about the health benefits of it. But it's also, if I can get the discipline down of drinking the water, man, it's such a big deal because it's just a small, easy step that anybody can do, that everybody has access to. It doesn't take an expensive gym. It doesn't take going out and meal prepping and do all these crazy things. But you know what? When I have that little bit of discipline in me to do this, now that's going to open up doors for you to be able to do other things. Minus, that's not even counting the health benefits as good as counting.
Yeah. I love that, because an area that I've really failed in my life is I've tried to make too many changes at once. Therefore, I made none. And Craig Groeschel has recently came out with a book and some sermons about the power of change or something like that. But he talks about how over the last 8 years, he's really disciplined himself. But he made one small change and did that one small change for a whole year. And then the next year kept doing it and then added to it. And it started with him with flossing. And I think, for me, looking back, wanting to do something like that, I think the water has kind of become that thing. And as I've added more water, now I'm starting to take vitamins,
Yep.
And then again, my failure is I try to do too much and then I start not doing anything. But choosing to be consistent in one thing has helped me start to develop stronger disciplines to do other things. And then that's when I get in trouble and try to do multiple things. How do we scale back and not try to overdo it and just focus on one area?
Well, you know, simplicity is where it's at is, you know, we try and, as you say, we try and do too many things, you know, but we can, if we don't know how to tie our shoes and get up that yet we're going to go and run a marathon. Well, we better learn how to tie our shoes properly before we're going to go out and run a marathon, you know, and the same thing, if we're going to take those large steps, we got to understand and realize, yeah, there's so many people that, and early on in my career with health and fitness, I wanted people to get there so fast and I put them on the crash course and things of that sort. What ends up happening is, yeah, they might get there, but that's not the finish line. The finish line isn't to lose 30 pounds in 20 days. The finish line is to be healthy for the rest of your life. Yeah. So you got to realize is, what is a discipline I can put in my life today? One small discipline that I can do today that's going to help me 5 years down the road be healthy.
David Goggins, do you know who he is?
Absolutely.
So I don't think I'm going to quote him specifically because I don't.
Probably a good idea.
But basically the idea is that the reward isn't the finished product. The reward is the effort in the journey.
Absolutely.
Embracing the suck of the journey. And something that I've realized more recently is we have a baseline of dopamine. And when we look for rewards at the end of things, that will spike our dopamine. But then what happens after the spike, it drops below baseline. And then we actually feel worse than when we were at previously. And so when we learn how to make the effort the reward, we live at a dopamine baseline that doesn't bring us up to highs or lows, which helps us to be consistent. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add those 2 cents.
I love it, man. That's great. That's good stuff.
You know, over the past golly year that we've known each other, something that I've really come to understand in my own life is this idea that my body is a temple. It's
a
place where the Holy Spirit indwells, and physical fitness and what I shove in my mouth is also an act of worship. And
I agree 100%.
Yeah, a lot of people don't tie those two together. And I think for me, I've struggled with that in my life because I've been so addicted to caffeine and pop and coffee and sugar. Dear God, I love sugar. But it hasn't done much for me physically. How does our physical fitness affect our spiritual fitness?
Well, there's a number of different ways with that. One way it does is a man like you going out and doing podcasts and taking care of business and spreading the gospel and going out on the street and doing things like I know you do some great stuff, you know, out on the streets. If you're not healthy and you're sitting in a bed sick, you can't go out and do those things. And I see it time and time again. In addition, you know, one of the reasons why FitMock started is I was sitting in a funeral of one of the guys in a men's ministry I was in. He was in his 30s. He was, you know, and he wasn't healthy. And he died of some complications. But everything that they were talking about at his funeral was dealing with how much he was eating. Everybody was celebrating his life, telling stories. And everybody was talking about this and that and how he ate so much. Well, I'm wondering, in my heart, God put it right then and there. If this guy would have been taking care of himself healthy-wise, and he was a soldier for Christ. He's out there doing work, changing people's lives. You know, and he left a wife, left kids, and was no longer able to be involved with what he was able to do because he didn't exist on this earth anymore. So with that, that's one reason. The second reason is obviously, you know, what you eat absolutely affects your brain. It absolutely affects your energy. It absolutely affects what you're able to physically go out and do. So those things there, you know, you tie those two things together and understanding that spiritually, absolutely what you feed yourself is going to be important. If I'm not in the gospel, if I'm not in the word, I'm not feeding myself properly. And the same thing goes for if I'm not feeding myself the proper nutrition, I'm not going to be able to go out there and help to my full capacity. And as I believe many people are not, they're not reaching their full potential because you're not fueling their body with proper nutrition. I don't want to say diet because I don't care how much people weigh. I don't care how much what you look like. I care how healthy you are. I care about your energy. I care about how you sleep at night. I care about how you feel, right? All those things are what the holistic person and your spiritual life along with your physical life go hand in hand.
Yeah. Like you said, the whole person, which is the name of our podcast, the Whole Person Podcast. Yep. I don't know if I've ever told you that or not. That being said, you know, the whole person is, I believe, comprised, if you break it down to its nucleus, of three areas: spirit, mind, and body.
Yep.
And you really have to build those almost evenly to be healthy. I understand that sometimes you're going to put more energy, focus, and effort into one area, but I can tell you personally. So, I mean, just for those that listen, over the last week, Ernie, I don't think I've told you this, I've had 3 panic attacks. I don't know why. I think one was due to stress. And then I started stressing out a few days later about my stress and my overall health. And then, you know, because I'm a mild, you know, hypochondriac, that, you know, stressed me out and had another panic attack. But in that week, you know, I also didn't necessarily eat as well as I could have, as yeah. well as I didn't exercise. So spiritually, I was going through some stuff. I was doing this thing called marriage encounter with my wife where, you know, we were working on our marriage and it was really intense. And so because I was doing something intensive, my anxiety level was high, but because I couldn't offset it with the way, well, let me phrase that, because I chose not to offset it with a good quality diet and exercise, I think that also contributed to the reason why I potentially had the anxiety attacks. And I see all that. Go ahead.
I'm going to assume that you also weren't sleeping as well.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's very true. There was like 2 or 3 days in a row. I got like,
yeah, they all tied together.
Your
physical body, what you're eating, all those things, they tie together to make that, as you say, the whole person, the whole body, and be able to, you know, work at the way that it was supposed to work, the way we were intended to work.
Yeah. And, you know, because of that, I suffered. And as I was looking at my life over this last week, it really made it difficult to just do anything, because then I also started living in fear and worry. And I felt like for at least 4 or 5 days, I was completely unproductive. Tried, but I was unproductive. And as I'm getting older, I'm 35 years young, but mortality is becoming more and more real to me.
Yes, sir.
And I've had a lot of friends pass away already, not specifically due to health issues, but freak accidents. And as I sit here, as someone who struggles with this idea of mortality and leaving a legacy and wanting to be healthy, what are some pieces of advice for people like me that you would give to help not only overcome that fear, but how to help reshift some thinking that an individual has about where they're at in life and how they overcome some of those struggles?
Well, the first thing is you have to truly 100% identify the reason. What is the purpose behind you're wanting to become X, Y, Z, whatever it is? And it starts, as you say in your podcast, it starts at the mind is extremely powerful. And when we can absolutely change what our mindset is thinking, the rest of everything will start to fall in place. Now, you still have to do the work. But, you know, I have my clients often, as they say, you know, they come in at all kind of different fitness levels. But what I make them say is, I am healthy. right? I have them say it out loud. I am healthy. And then the next thing I ask them is, well, what would a healthy Evan Herman do?
Yeah.
Right. If you're healthy, which you are, what would a healthy Evan Herman do? And then make those decisions today. Mm. Right. And it's not about being perfect. It's about making the best decisions you can at that moment. Yeah. And sometimes being healthy is going out with your wife or some friends and enjoying pizza and enjoying, that is a healthy thing, because we have to have those things in our life as well. Right. It's not about eating the most healthiest, but doing things that are healthy for that moment, but also understanding that very next morning, I better be making some great decisions or else I'm going to spiral out of control.
You said something that I want to go back to. And if I have a copy of this book, I'll get it to you. It's called Be Your Future Self Now. And in this book, it talks about learning how to live from your future self versus your current self, because your future self and that ideal person of who you want to be makes different decisions than your present. And so when you say live out of that person who you're wanting to be, that makes a lot of sense to me. So if the fit Evan Herman and the Evan Herman that eats healthy is looking at what I'm doing today, well, would that guy do that? And then I have to say, well, if he doesn't do it, then I shouldn't do it. And then I'm living from the future versus living from the decisions I've made poorly from the past.
Right. And so many people was like, I am out of shape, man. I am, you know what? I'm 50 pounds overweight. I can't move. I can't do this. I can't do that. And we tell ourselves so many times what we can do. Well, let's start telling ourselves what we can do, who we are, what we are, whose we are, right? And the purpose behind what we are and what we're doing. It's so important to be able to do those things.
You know, as we're talking about that, there's another aspect of FitMog that I've really found inspiring and incredible when I attended is I saw confession.
Yep.
I saw men regularly confess to another group of men. And you are one of my accountability partners along with a few other people. And what I've realized, you know, in my journey of purity and wanting to be steadfast before the Lord is how we need other men to help hold us accountable.
100%.
When I was looking at my life, I was like, man, who are some men that I respect and admire? Because here's the thing, I could easily pick guys in my life who are good friends, but I don't feel like they'd be good accountability partners. And I guess I'm talking to the audience now. And the reason why I picked you as an accountability partner is because I was like, you know what? If I decided to screw up, not only do I know that I wouldn't get away with something like that, but I know that I also don't want to let you down. Whereas sometimes it's much easier to let other people down. So for me, it was like, hey, here's this guy in my life who is pushing me to grow, and I don't want to let him down. It's easy to choose to let myself down. It's sometimes easy to choose to let my family down with my health, my eating, my spending habits. But when you find someone that you admire and you bring them into that inner circle of trust, it helps strengthen your walk with the Lord. It helps strengthen your walk with your own fitness and your own journey in life. And it reminds me of, I believe it was Aaron and Joshua that held up the arms of Moses when God spoke to Moses, like, hey, as long as your hands are up, Israel will be winning the battle. When your hands fall, Israel will be losing. And so what have you noticed in accountability that helps shape and change men's lives?
When they're present, when they're transparent, when they're willing to do the work, the needle moves. It's pretty obvious whenever you start seeing people not showing up anymore or not communicating. You know, you typically know at that moment in time, they're struggling with something. And that's where it's important to have those men in your life that saying, all right, whoa, they're not present. They're not talking. They're not doing those things. I better reach out and see what's really going on. You know, is there something going on? And having those men in your life that hold you accountable, it's not about calling you and shaming you. It's about calling you and genuinely caring. You know what? What's going on today, Evan? How can I help you? You know, and then let's have a discussion and then give evidence, you know, or just give advice. If you have true advice, if you don't, sometimes it's just about listening and letting that person walk through that with somebody else that's going to listen and they know they're not going to be judged with, you know, and that's a very important thing, is having that person in your life. And a lot of times it's not the people closest to you, you know, because they know the ins and outs of you, everything about you. And so when you have somebody on the outside that you've given that authority to have, they're not, you know, my heart isn't tied to you the same it is to my best friends, to my family members. Yeah. And so it's really easy not to let my emotions get involved when I'm talking with Evan, as long with a lot of my other clients. I love him to death, but it's a very different relationship, you know, but those relationships also morph as I'm, you know, have some clients for years now, you know, we become truly good friends, you know, and your heart gets upset and I get upset. And at some of the choices they make. And I have to really scale myself back and remember, hey, I'm here to guide them. I'm not here to be there to be that person. You got to love them a little bit different than I would.
Yeah.
Normally.
You know, at the beginning of this, I kind of laid out how to pick someone who is an accountability in one's life. What would you do for yourself?
Well, first off, you got to find like-minded people. You got to find men that you look up to or women that you look up to that, you know what, that's someone that I strive to be like in some way, some fashion, some manner, right? So I'm not going to go to somebody that doesn't physically take care of themselves, doesn't know how to eat right, and doesn't know how to do those things and ask them for accountability in my nutrition. That would be silly to do that. And the same thing is, you know, if I find somebody in my life that's walking the walk that I want to walk in my spiritual walk. Now, granted, understanding, knowing that they're not perfect, you know, we're all going to win battles. We're going to lose battles. And that's what it's about, picking up and getting up and fighting again. But you want that guy that, you know, is going to be, he's working hard to win more battles than he's losing, especially when you're dealing with the spiritual side.
There's a gentleman, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but I want you to tell me what you think about this piece of advice, if you can hear it.
The whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage, balloon up to 600 pounds, and die of a heart attack at 43, you can. You are free to do so. To me, that's beautiful.
You know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
That is Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. We have freedom to do what we want. However, with that freedom comes responsibility, and it doesn't mean that we should. So where do we balance the freedom to live like hell versus the freedom to do the hard thing and be disciplined? Because in reality, that's the same with sin. That's the same with our health and fitness. That's the same way with growing any aspect in life. You have the freedom to decide to do the hard thing or just slide from reaction.
I'm going to think this is, it's the complete opposite of freedom if I'm living that way, because I'm not free. You know what? I'm tied down. I'm locked in. You know what? I might be free at that moment to choose. I'm going to eat and do whatever I want, but there's a price. There's a shackle on me that's holding me down. You know, and that might be my mindset. That might be, you know what? Yeah, I'm living free, but I'm not living the way that I truly know I can. You know, in addition to that, what you're also giving up is the freedom to be able to go and move and be active as you want to do. You know, you're giving up that freedom as a 35 or 43 year old man, the freedom of seeing your grandchildren grow up, you know, the freedom of seeing your grandchildren get married. You're giving up that freedom. You're giving up the freedom of living an old life with your wife and growing old together and enjoying that together. You know, you're giving up so much more as opposed to you're getting the freedom. Yeah, you're free to choose right now, but you will ultimately pay a price. You know, the same thing there. I can walk in sin all day long, and it's my choice to make that. But you know what it's going to cost me? It's going to cost me relationships with my family. It's going to cost me relationships with my wife. Ultimately, it could potentially cost me, you know, a relationship with my Savior, and therefore, you know, put me in hell. So therefore, it's, yeah, I'm free, but I'm definitely not free. It's holding that you more sense. And it's shackling and binding you down more than it is giving you freedom. So the choices I make today to live healthy means the more freedom I have to go out there, the more freedom. I'm almost 50 years old, and there's not much I can't do like a 28-year-old could do. I can go out there and do a lot of those things. If I want to go out and climb a mountain, I can do that. I have the freedom to do that. If I want to go and train hard enough, I can go. I could probably do almost any single thing that I'd want to do. I have the freedom to do those type of things. I wouldn't if I didn't take care of myself. I also have the freedom to sleep well. I have the freedom to have a strong mind, a strong body. You know, along with that comes the freedom of helping other people do that same thing.
So there's a quote, let me rephrase this. There's a quote that goes like this. When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Mm-hmm. And so I love how you're saying it, because that's essentially very similar. It looks like freedom, but it's actually a shackle. In addition to that, because you're choosing short-term gratification now, there's long-term ramifications that you're also choosing by making that choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the choices you make now, and, you know, they're going to come back around. You know, if I choose to spend the time in learning about how to grow a business, my business is going to grow and get stronger. If I choose now to watch Netflix instead of working on my business, well, I'm going to get that same exact result out of that. I'm not going to get any full, and that can go with anything in life. You know, if I'm wanting to my marriage to grow and get stronger, I can choose to work hard on that and do the things that I need to do in order to grow that. Or I can choose to say, throw my hands up in the air and blame and do other things. And it's not going to get better. It's probably going to do the complete opposite with that. Same thing with health, same thing with fitness, same thing with relationships in our spiritual walk. There's so many different things. The choices we make absolutely will come back to us.
Yeah. Man, before we go, is there anything else that you want to add or talk to or ask me about?
Well,
you can interview me for a little bit if you want.
Yeah. So with that, tell me a little bit about what your current situation is with the podcast. I know you're growing it and things of that sort. What is the purpose behind your podcast? What are you doing? Why are we on this interview right now?
Yeah. So it's taken multiple shapes over the last 3 years, and more recently, I've brought it in towards the ministry and making it more ministry focused on how to help develop people, you know, spirit, mind, and body in their core. And that evolves around six specific areas: faith, family, finances, friendship, fitness, and fun, where we interview people about those topics. Ultimately, here it is. We're building better lives.
Yes. Perfect. I love it. And that's what it's about. It's the same thing I'm doing at FitMog, man. It's the same exact thing. The more people we can help build and move the needle in every aspect of their life, the holistic person, the better we're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the further we can grow the kingdom as well.
Absolutely, man. Ask me another hard one. I'm putting you on the spot.
No, it's all right. So what's the biggest thing that gets in the way of you and your health and fitness?
I would say myself. I choose to be inconsistent. I choose to not wake up an hour or two earlier. I choose to prioritize other things. I'm looking right here. You guys can't see it. I'm going to pull it out. Hold on. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, I need to get back in this position. I started doing a little swimming again, and I'm a few months away from going to compete in another triathlon. And I'm looking at myself, not there yet. I need to get there. And the biggest thing, like you said, I'm keeping myself back. That's it.
Have you paid for the triathlon yet?
Nope.
Do it.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Put your money where your mouth is. And that's amazing. You're committing. And then start saying myself, telling yourself every single day, I'm going to do great in this triathlon. I'm going to do great in this triathlon. And then what would Evan Herman do in order to do great in this triathlon? And go out and do it.
Yep. It's, I did it last year and it was one of the greatest accomplishments I feel like in my life, because I chose to do this because I didn't think I could.
It's awesome.
And I remember coming home, laying in bed immediately after, trying to get my heart rate down because it was still amped. And my son walks in and he goes, Dad, I'm so proud of you. Wow. He wasn't there, but he knew what I had went through. And I go, son, why are you proud of me? He goes, because you did something you thought you couldn't do. You can do hard things. And that was the whole reason why I did it. Because I wanted to do something I thought I couldn't do and challenge a limiting belief. And then to see my son capture that vision. And Ernie, you've commented on a few of these posts that I've made, but something that spawned out of that is I've started, I think I'm three 5Ks in with my son now, because he started running and he's starting to bike and swim. And so awesome. Like he's picking up in pieces individually, learning how to do triathlon work. And I'm ranting right now, talking out loud, but I need to get back to that.
Yes, you do. You need to do for so many more persons. And it's more than just picking up that medal and having that medal. That medal is, you know, that medal will be gone at some point in time. When you're gone, that medal's going to be gone. But the legacy that you're living with your son, that's going to live. And then his son is going to do the same type of things, whether it's a triathlon or whether it's something else, because you've instilled that in him.
Yeah.
You know, it's a legacy that you start leaving, and it's so important to do those things. It's awesome to see, you know, my daughters are working out with my wife in the mornings. We got the Fit Women of God going, and just to see them in there getting after it together and know they're in there spending that time together physically and then spending some time together daily, emotionally and spiritually as well. It's just a beautiful thing to see the growth that's happening. It's not by accident. They see their mama doing it. And so they want to be doing those things as well.
You know, as we're talking, not only is that important, but I think the biggest thing about it, man, I just need to, whether it's that or following the app workouts that you send that I haven't deleted yet.
I noticed that.
Right. Yeah. I called you the other day and like, hey man, I'm not using this app. I'm going to stop paying for it. Let me delete it. And then I just can't delete it yet. I was looking at it today, but back to what I was saying is I just need to do it for my mental health. Holy cow. I think that just that alone is where all the benefits come in. And so as we're winding this friendly conversation down, what are some of the things you've seen in people in their mental health shift through exercising? Like, what does it do for people? Encourage me here, because I need this. I need this answer.
On the side of this, the endorphins and the mindset, as you said, that it changes when you go out and do physical activity. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you're running, biking, lifting weights, whatever it is you choose to do, even going out in the sun and getting a nice 20, 30 minute walk. What it does for your physical body, and in particular, your mind, it's extremely important. You know, and along with that, as we get older, you're 35 years old, and you're about ready to hit a big wall. You know, things are going to really start changing. You're at a pivotal point. You know, you have to make sure you continue to hold on to what muscle you do have and build and grow that muscle that you are. We're not here to be bodybuilders. We're not here to, you know, try and be on the front of Muscle and Fitness magazine, you know, which a lot of times those people are extremely unhealthy anyways, not only physically, but there's a lot of stuff going on in here that's not healthy as well. But yes, society is going to tell us that they are healthy, which is not the truth, you know, often. And so with that, it's important to realize that there's so much bigger things that go on other than just the way we look, you know, the way we feel, the way you're going to sleep. You're going to sleep better at night when you have a great workout. you know, your body was going, because it's going to need it. And then along with that, when you're fueling it with the proper nutrition that it needs to have, not a perfect diet, but when you're getting enough protein, you're getting enough water, you're getting fruits and vegetables every day. You know, those things are going to get in your body. Don't make it complicated. It's simple, right? Cut out the ultra processed foods, you know, try to limit the amount of sugar you take. All the things there, people try to make it so hard. We got to be on keto and Atkins and this and that and fast here, fast there. No, you don't have to do any of that stuff. Does it work? Absolutely, it works. But for most people, it's going to work for a certain amount of time and they're going to stop. You know, they got it. You have to find something that's going to work for you, not only today, but something that you can do forever. If that's working out twice a week and then walking those other days, if you can say, I can do this forever, you're going to be successful.
Yeah. Ernie, man, thanks so much, dude, for coming on to the podcast today and hanging out with me. It was awesome having you. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for being a part of my life and giving me the swift kick in the ass sometimes that I need. Actually, well, it's more encouragement, really.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You know, it's been great getting to know you, you know, just seeing you years back through the men's ministry on men and then just building that relationship 2 or 3 years ago and then spending some good time together in the gym. And then now just forming this relationship even stronger as we continue to grow and working towards the same purpose, man. We have the same purpose, is to help people get physically, spiritually, emotionally stronger, ultimately, so we can help grow the kingdom, man. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And for those that are in the local Tulsa area, check out FitMog. You can reach out to Ernie. We'll have his information in the bios of everything that we have. And if you're like, well, I'm nowhere near Tulsa, Oklahoma, Ernie, tell people how they can connect with you. And you even have apps where you can do and plan workouts for them to do. And I got to tell you guys, even though I've kind of sucked at using the app, I've checked it out and it's pretty awesome because it'll tell you the workout, it'll show you the workout, and then you just need to do it. And it's pretty convenient, actually, for someone who doesn't want to go plan a workout. So when I was looking at it the other day after paying for it a few months and not looking, I was just like, I'm going to delete that. I should look at this. And then I was like, wow, this is all real easy. And I don't have to put any mental thought into planning because your expertise has already done that. And that's all I have to do is follow it. So anyway, tell people where they can find you.
Well, you find me on Facebook at Fit Man of God. You find me under Ernie Trujillo, right? You can always reach out.
Spell your last name.
Trujillo, right? And that's Fit Man of God. And you can also email me at fitmog_15@yahoo.com. Or you can always send me a text or give me a phone call at area code 505-320-9125. And what I do is I help people in all areas. I've helped people from New York to California, from New Mexico to Canada. You know, I got clients all across the nation where I'm helping them move the needle in a complete different way. You know, it's about growing the whole person. It's not about just getting you to get to a certain weight. Weight can be important, but that's not what it's about. So many people are going to think, oh, you know what, I just got to lose weight. No, you got to become healthy. And if that entails losing some weight, that's part of it. But most importantly, we got to teach people how to live a healthy lifestyle. And it's not about a number on a scale. The number on a scale does not make you healthy.
Man, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Have a great day, bro.
Thank you, man. Have a good one yourself.